A Republican leader says lawmakers working to raise teacher pay have a major concern: accountability. Republicans and Democrats at the State House want to make sure that any money earmarked for teacher pay isn't funneled elsewhere by schools. As South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Keely Boltina reports, lawmakers are trying to figure out the best way to make this happen.
House Majority Leader Brian Gosch says Republicans in Pierre want to ensure school districts use any funding boost for teacher salaries on teacher salaries.
We want to make sure the money gets to teachers, because that's what this has all been about, and the discussion's all been about getting the teacher pay up.
Gosch says lawmakers can achieve that by crafting specific consequences for school districts that receive additional money but don't increase salaries. Some Republicans back a plan that requires schools put 90% of new money into teacher pay. If they don't, the district loses a chunk of the funding the next year. A provision in the governor's Senate Bill 131 does mandate schools use at least 90% of the funding increase on teacher pay. It does not have a consequence set into law. Tony Van Huysen represents the governor's office.
I saw a draft amendment that I believe will be offered in the House on Thursday that will include a more extensive system of accountability that includes specific repercussions if schools don't use this money for teacher salaries, and the governor would support that.
Van Huysen says schools have many needs, but the one the governor wants addressed this year is teacher compensation. Democratic leaders say they too support accountability for schools, but they want to make sure local leaders are still able to make decisions based on their needs. Democrats also say the plan itself has accountability built in because schools can't pocket huge sums in reserve funds. They add that market competition forces districts to add to teacher pay or risk losing educators to surrounding schools. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Keely Boltina in Sioux Falls.